one of our favorite traditions is to bring in Jason Ward, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders. The Raiders coming off an outstanding 7-3 season a year ago. And, Jason, great to see you. Thanks for taking the time. And you're always one of those guys that gets us fired up for 2021.
Hey, always one of the more fun nights of the year right here. I look forward to it every year. And, you know, you forgot to add to your tradition there that I'm the last guy to go usually, which is fine. I like it.
Is that by design, Rob, or are you doing Coach
I love
Coach
it. Let's go. That's the tradition. I want to be last every year now.
Coach does whatever you want to do, Coach. You've earned that right. How many years now for you, Columbia?
This will be 16.
Awesome.
Yeah, 16.
Awesome. How about that?
And, you know, 7-3, and this isn't now a 1 or a 2 year thing. You guys have sustained that level for quite a while. Just talk about how hard is that to do, and how have you been able to do that?
Well, if you don't mind, I'll take it into a different direction and kind of refer to this year's team, because we did go 4-6 2 years ago, and we started off that season 0-5. And this group of seniors, we had a lot of those guys that were starting on that team as sophomores. So as coaches, you know, even as we were going through that, we felt like it was a really, you know, it wasn't fun at the time, but it was good for at least one of our groups to kind of experience what it was like to fail and to be able to bounce back from that and rebuild, you know, from using the same ideals and culture type things that we have. So that's been great. But that kind of was a blip, you know, and we were hoping that would be, you know, the bottoming out of you know, I guess our program, you know, recently. So, and that's what it was. And, you know, here we are.
Coach, I know talking to you last year for the very first time since meeting you, you are not a big one year to the next kind of guy. It is very much this year is the focus. But going back to last year, you get that postseason win. I know that was a big thing for you guys. Expectations now, I'm sure, taking that next step even farther into the postseason.
You're exactly right in your first statement in the fact that, you know, I've just seen it where, you know, 1 year does not necessarily translate to the next. But the nice thing is, again, you know, we've got some guys that have been through it. They've been through the good and the bad, and we're hoping that, you know, they can draw from that and carry us through. And you know, one of the things that I love about our league right now is that we really are truly lifting each other up. And if that means that, you know, we get multiple teams into the playoffs, and because our conference play is tougher, that all of us are able to win a few more playoff games, then that's great. And that's certainly what we aspire to do. We want to win multiple playoff games, and it's something that's eluded us, you know, in my time there, and you know, that's really the goal.
Yeah. Coach, one of the unique things about your team, I think, is over the last couple of years, you've had two quarterbacks play. And normally, I don't care what the level is, somebody pouts, somebody transfers, somebody quits, somebody whatever. But Champaign and Calamaz, you guys have figured that out. And I'm assuming it's probably going to be the same this year, that they both have a chance to play. And how does that work? And what does that say just about the whole team with – you got two guys that unselfish?
Yeah, they're both great kids from great families, to borrow Mike Elderline. They both support each other. And, you know, it's been – our hand has been forced because of the injuries that Andrew Champaign has sustained. And, you know, guys are probably – you know, not sick of me saying it, but leery of me saying the fact that, you know, that I've felt for 2 years now that Andrew Champaign could be, you know, a star in Lorain County as a quarterback, and he just hasn't been able to get through week one healthy. And, you know, he's been able to come back in the later weeks. He started our playoff game against Mogador last year, and you know, he's – it's just, you know, sometimes life's not fair,
right.
You know, and I, you know, I tell my daughters, you know, life's – I mean, fair is a place they judge pigs, right? And that's, you know, kind of what I tell my team too. And you know, we kind of, it's the next man up. You guys have heard that before, but, you know, Carter has stepped in, and we owe Carter a lot. We owe Cal a lot for what he's done for our program, going back to when he was 13 years old as a freshman and starting at quarterback and winning games, and last year coming in and doing what he did again. They support each other, and we support each other, and we win together, and that's our thing.
18 of 22 starters are back. What do you think the identity of this team might be and the strength of this team?
You know, it's the word experience keeps coming up, but, I'd really like for our identity to just be speed. And you play faster when you play out a habit. And we have a lot of guys that, you know, our system hasn't changed now for, you know, we kind of redid some things offensively a couple of years ago when we knew we were kind of rebuilding there, and we're sticking with that, and guys are playing out of habit, and they're playing faster, they're playing on instinct, and I want us to be a team known for its speed, and speed can come in many forms. You know, you've got your 40-yard dash, your straight line speed, but you know, it does you no good to be a 4.6 kid and not know what you're doing and be on the field and play at 5.2. You know, we want our 5.2 kids to play at 5.2 because they know what they're doing. Yep. And I hope that when you watch us play that it looks like we're fast.
Kind of stepping away from the X's and O's of things a bit here, Coach, you sent our station's Twitter account a message when the OHSAA kind of announced some of the changes, and you had some thoughts that you wanted to share, and I never got back to you on that, so I wanted to take this opportunity to maybe go into that a little bit. You're a guy who's gotten your team there, even when it, you know, before expansion and all that, and I know you took a lot of pride in that. Now, you know, not that you would take less pride in making it, but I have to feel that you're a coach that says, hey, wait a minute, I took my program, you know, a lot of steps to get here. Now it's maybe not the case for others. You know, just your thoughts on that, Coach.
I take a lot of pride in that, but I also take a lot of pride in my role in the Ohio High School Football Coaches Association. I'm our regional director for that association, and we spent 2 years researching and developing a plan to take the playoff number from 8 to 12. It took the OHSAA about 30 days to decide to take it from 8 to 16,
yeah.
You know, after letting everybody in last year, which I thought was a good thing. I thought that was, you know, for what was going on was fine. But, to not take up a lot of your time, I'll just say that, you know, to make the playoffs, making the playoffs should be a reward for a really good season.
Agreed.
And you're going to have teams that make the playoffs that have not had a really good season. And believe me, you know, there have been years in my 16 years where we would have been one of them, and we would have made the playoffs after not having a very good season. And I think in high school football, you know, there are very few things to truly celebrate. You know, only one team's going to win the league, you know, and the way it was, you know, 8 teams made the playoffs, and if you were one of those 8 teams, you were in an elite group.
Yeah.
And you could really celebrate that. You know, you want to print playoff T-shirts? Great. You want to put a year number on your banner? Awesome. Go for it, man. That was an outstanding accomplishment. But I'm not going to be one of 16 teams in a region of 27, you know? So
yeah,
more than
right.
Half of the teams in the region are going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
I'm not going to put a number up on that banner. I'm not going to print T-shirts until we at least win a couple of games.
Sure.
And it's something that I know that we can be proud of, you know. And if we get in, it's not, you know, look, we're going to compete hard, and we're going to accept our ticket, and we're going to go. But again, I don't know how, you know, if you're going to make it at 3-7, 4-6. How many of those teams are really going to want to be in there?
It's true.
You know, everybody tells me, or I shouldn't say everybody, but fans and other, you know, just coaches and whoever, they say, yeah, but every other sport, every team makes it. And I'm like, but football isn't every other sport. It's totally different. I agree with you. I would have rather just seen them stay at 8 if they were going to, and just leave it the way it was, because I do agree with you. I think it's too watered down.
We felt like there were really, as we had done the research and the data showed, that there were really good teams that were getting left out from 8 to 12. You know, and in our region especially, you had a Springfield team that battled for a state title last year that a couple of years ago, I think it was 3, missed it at 9-1. You know, so we wanted to try to make make it so those 9-1, 8-2 teams that were at, you know, 9-10 or whatever, they were able to get in. And I think one of the hang-ups for our plan was the bye week, and you know, now there's no bye week, and
right.
and people are, you know, understandably happy about that. But the majority of the coaches that responded to our survey said that they did not like 16,
yeah.
and but that's what it is, you know. And
yep.
and I'm sure eventually we'll all learn to love it and roll with it. So
that's all you can do sometimes, right? Roll with it.
There you go, Coach. Team goals, if you don't mind sharing, or if there's anything you could share, or just maybe your overall expectations for this group and what it's going to take to achieve a goal or two.
You know, anytime you bring back your best player, you know, and our team MVP was Owen Mangy, and Owen's back, and he's just such a playmaker on both sides of the football, then you can have high aspirations, and certainly, you know, we're all chasing the guys in purple. You know, those guys have, you know, Coach Griswold's done a great job, and we're all kind of looking up at them, and we hope to close that gap, and you know, that would be great. But, you know, I really like for this group, and we talk about being different. You know, we talk about unique success, and that's really what we want is to have success that's a little bit different than teams past. And if that means, you know, winning a couple playoff games, then that would be outstanding. But when you got guys like Mangy and you've got, you know, the brothers Relgen and Tom and Nick, who just got voted captain today, and I'm so proud of them. And guys like Nick Stopiak, you know, who's got an offer from Tiffin to go play at the next level. I mean, we've got some really good players that are 3-year starters in our program that are going to help us, you know, reach the goals that we've set for ourselves. And we're excited. Should be a fun year.
Obviously, work to be done in the early stages of the season, but looking at your schedule, Coach, I can't help but notice those final 2 weeks, you get Keystone and Firelands both on the road to close out the season. Again, obviously, tons of work to be done before that, and I'm not asking you to shift your focus there, but I got to imagine that those final 2 weeks circled on the calendar, maybe those final 2 weeks to make that conference championship push.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's not even on our
radar. It's a ways off. It's a ways off. Oh, yeah.
Not even on our radar right now. And we're actually, like I said, you know, this is a group that – this is a conference that lifts each other up, and we're just hoping that we all come out of these non-conference games 3-0, and you know, we're all vying for positioning in our regions. And, hey, listen, we're not on stream one this year now. All right, we're not on stream one.
Stream,
and I noticed you had that week 9 and 10 open.
Uh-oh.
All right, so.
Uh-oh, Rob.
Look, all right. We're gonna set a new goal right now that, you know, we hope we play well enough to where we can be on stream one with either Firelands or Keystone in week 9 and 10.
Well, Coach, right?
That's our goal. That's what we're looking for.
Coach, we're trying to bolster our numbers for stream 2 and stream 3, and we know stream 2 or stream 3,
all
those
right.
numbers no, go through the roof.
That's fine. That's fine.
Good
we're,
save. Good save.
Or you could, you know, stream 2, or you could say, you know, 4 a.m. Stream 3 is, you know, 6 a.m.
There we go.
You know,
there we go. But, no, seriously, we you know, we're hoping that those games, there's nothing like meaningful football games
right.
at the end of the season. And, you know, hopefully those games matter to all of us, you know, in terms of, you know, not just the conference championship, but playoff seeding and those types of things. Hopefully home playoff games so that you guys can travel less and come see us. So
how'd the coaches' clinics go this year?
Oh, those coaches' clinics are always great. They're always great. You know how it is. Hey, we had a great coaches' clinic over at
I noticed.
At Grizz's house this summer, you know, and really got down to the nuts and bolts of things over there.
So are those clinics, are they always at your house? Are they always at Gundert's? Do those shift?
Oh, those – those. Well,
didn't you see me wink?
Yeah. Those coaches' clinics
yes.
are – yeah. There's not a whole lot of nuts and bolts being talked about at those clinics. But
hey, no, I love that you threw the hat in the ring and said, look, we want to be on stream one in week 9 and 10. You called us out, those TV games.
He knows how it goes.
He's
oh,
looking
yeah.
for it. But, Coach, you're always one of our favorites. It's great to talk to you. And you get us excited for high school football every year. I just want to wish you and the Raiders the best of luck.
Nothing better, right? Ohio high school football in the state of Ohio. What could be better than that?
It's good
not
stuff.
Right.
Marv Levy used to say, where would you rather be? Right?
That's it.
So that's it. It's kind of like that.
Yes.
Thanks again, Jason.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Jason Ward, the head coach of the Columbia Raiders. We'll take this time out when we continue. We'll wrap things up with our final three coaches. It'll be Luke Beal from Midview, Mike Elder of Avon.